With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New federal survey data shows record low teen use of alcohol and marijuana and nicotine. Two-thirds of the 12th graders who were polled report no recent substance use. The study also highlights small but notable increases in heroin and cocaine experimentation. The Trump administration is clamping down on a visa program after the deadly attack at Brown University. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a pause in the processing of diversity lottery applications after the suspect in the Brown University shootings was linked to the visa program. The gunman, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot, was a Portuguese national who obtained permanent residence via the diversity visa lottery program. Halting the applications was presented as keeping Americans safe, but critics said the Trump administration is using the attack to achieve a broader goal of reducing legal immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Lumbee tribe of North Carolina achieved a goal more than a century in the making this week when it finally secured federal recognition as a tribal nation through the passage of the defense bill in Congress. Lumbee tribe member Wendy Locklear says it's a big life changer.
This means that I have a seat at the table now. I have been counted out before by those other tribes saying that I did not exist, but I exist. My ethnicity is real.
And President Trump has announced new drug pricing deals with nine major manufacturers, expanding the total number of companies taking part in most favored nation pricing to 14 of the world's 17 largest drug makers. Officials say the changes could deliver billions in Medicaid savings and strengthen supply chains through ingredient donations to the National Reserve. A winning day on Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up by more than 200 points. This is SRN News. Christianity is losing its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that is set to celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each country's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, that's the sport's governing body, and are threatening not to play in the match. It is set for June 26th at Seattle Stadium. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports on a recall at Ford Motor Company.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park. Ford says it'll implement a park module software update for free. Keith Peters, Washington.
Representative Elise Stefanik has dropped out of the New York governor's race and says she will not run for re-election to the House. The move follows the entry of Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman into the GOP primary. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.